talking now with the Lieutenant Governor of the State of Oklahoma, Matt Pinnell. Mr. Lieutenant Governor, you had several things that I think Farm Bureau really liked to hear today as far as some of the things you're working on. At the top of that list was agritourism. You've got a commitment to that.
Yeah, we absolutely have a commitment to it. I'm saying it publicly across the state. So Secretary Arthur and I are formulating a plan right now, kind of a collaboration between the Department of Ag and the Department of Tourism, to really do a much better job of promoting the agritourism assets that we have across the state. It's the fastest growing cottage industry inside the tourism department as a whole across the country. And now, why is that? Well, you got people that want to turn their phone off for 3 days, go find a cute boutique hotel in a small town, somewhere Main Street USA feel, or they want to go to a farm, the farm to table. I could go on and on. It's real hot right now, and we have to take advantage of it. We have assets all across our 77 counties, but we've got to do a better job of promoting it. And some of that does mean money. So, you know, we're putting together a marketing plan at the Department of Tourism. Right now, that's going to be doing some more in-state tourism. Right now, most all of our money goes outside the state from our TV and direct mail and digital ads. We're going to do some of that in a very targeted way inside the state of Oklahoma as well. So we're going to be putting a specific line item together for agritourism.
And it was interesting to me that you mentioned that the Department of Tourism actually working with the Department of Ag.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, the feedback that I'm getting from the Department of Ag has been telling me that that's unique and new and welcomed that the Department of Tourism and Department of Ag would work together. Because, again, this is one of our strengths. Any state has to play to their strengths. Tourism is one of ours. And you couple in that with the agritourism niche that we have, we've got to be doing a better job of promoting it.
You mentioned that sales tax revenue comes from tourism.
It's huge. You know, we are the most sales tax dependent state in the country, and there really isn't a close second, I don't believe. If we're going to be that sales tax dependent, we've got to help these cities and counties generate sales tax dollars to pay for everything from public safety to everything else. Mm-hmm. And so $650 million right now, state and local tax revenue generated off tourism. We should be generating a lot more than that. We're really just scraping the surface right now, and that's because of Route 66, our Native American history. We're generating dollars without really a whole lot of anything that we need to do on our end. Mm-hmm. That's going to change moving forward.
You also was very, very positive about your thoughts on where we can go with our career tech.
Yeah, you know, with my role in commerce, you know, I have a tourism role, and I'm very involved in the middle of what's going on over in the Department of Commerce. It's my job retaining the current jobs that we have. If we're going to do that, then we've got to play, again, to our strengths, and career tech is certainly a huge strength of ours as a state. I think it's the best career tech infrastructure in the country. You know, we've demonized kids that go vocational routes in this country for decades, and we've got to get over that. Otherwise, we're never going to fill a skills gap that we have. These are high-paying jobs that you can graduate from one of our career tech facilities. A high-paying job, supporting families, good jobs, good-paying jobs. Not to say anything that why we certainly need four-year degrees and people to go to our higher education, but we've got to change the culture in this state and in this country that tells kids that they shouldn't go a vocational route. That's wrong, and it's going to change under Governor Stitt and myself.
Last administration, seems like the relationship wasn't so good between the governor and lieutenant governor. That's changed, it looks like.
Yeah, it absolutely has changed. That'll be a real visible change that you'll see. I mean, you have a governor and lieutenant governor that are really working together every day. The governor, who was a true outsider, said, well, why wouldn't I lean on my lieutenant governor to help me with my agenda? And I certainly believe in his agenda. So you're going to see a governor and lieutenant governor working together. Again, he put me on his cabinet as Secretary of Tourism and Branding. And gave me an additional role over in commerce as well. So I couldn't be more thrilled with how it's gone so far. I think it's good for all Oklahomans when you have a governor and lieutenant governor working together.